Vamos, vamos, vamos.
That's always.
Yeah.
Like now, now we can see.
How are you?
You guys are going to stand here and take them back.
Steven, you've taken all these kind of milestones as they've come in stride. I mean, how much does this one mean to you, 1,000 points?
Yeah, it means a lot. Just amazing to share it with these guys. And like I said to Gabby before, I mean, it's an individual statistic, but there's so many people that have helped me get here, from the players I played in the past. Obviously, you know, Marty and Vinny, and there's so many guys that I started with. You just reminisce, you know, like Teddy Purcell, Brian Malone. I mean, the list. Mike Smith. I mean, the list goes on. And then you got Koosh and Petty and Pointer and all these amazing players that I played with. And obviously, the guys I'm playing with now, Killer, Paul. I mean, everyone just has a hand, coaching staff. And then you go back to. You know, it just brings back so many amazing memories, like your parents, you know, getting you involved in the game. All those stuff just kind of flash back. So it's one of those things that I don't think hits you till a little later. But just to share that with the guys on the ice, like, that's something you never dream of as a kid. So for it to become a reality is pretty awesome.
What did it mean to have the bench empty and everybody come out on this? I'm sure you didn't expect that.
Yeah, I mean... The thing was, Bergeron just did it in our barn 2 games ago, and their whole team went on the ice. So I was like, I didn't know if the guys for sure were going to do it, but I had a good inkling that they were going to come out there. But still, you can never prepare yourself for that. That's pretty amazing. I mean, how often do you get a chance to do that in your career where, you know, it was on a second assist, too. Like, it was the most I've celebrated a second assist in my career, for sure. But obviously a very special one. And to do it in a win, in a game where we played well, you know, you enjoy those things a lot more when everyone's in a good mood.
Game-wise, I think pretty solid effort overall.
Yeah, I mean, we started the road trip in Buffalo where we got lucky. And, you know, we had to score 6 to win. A much better defensive effort in Boston. Didn't get the result that we wanted. So it was kind of, one, we didn't deserve to win. One, we maybe deserved a point, didn't get any. Tonight was, you know, the right team won the game tonight. I thought we played really well. Second period was probably one of our best of the season. And third just kind of shut it down. So it was a great win and a great way to end the road trip.
Steven, you mentioned all of those people that had a role in this. What will those conversations be like when you get a chance to talk to them?
Yeah, there's going to be a long list. I mean, I even go back to, you know, Rick Tockett being one of my coaches, Adam Oates. I mean, obviously Coop now, and just there's so many different people. I'm sure I'm going to have a lot of messages, and I'm going to try my best to get back to everybody. But it's one of those things where you're just thankful to get this opportunity to be in the league for that long, to do it with one organization as well. That's special for me. That's something that I was really looking forward to this year, was understanding that there was some possible milestones. So to be able to achieve them, with, like I said, with these group of guys is pretty cool.
I know your family wasn't here, but you said you're going to celebrate with them. Also, is Carter aware of this?
Yeah, it's going to – we'll see. I'm sure my wife, Sandra, will have something for me when I get home. She's usually pretty good at that stuff. But I know they wanted to be here. I was kind of – the one that said, you know, let's just see how it plays out. A little bit of a superstitious guy, so I'm going to go, you know, we get to go home and I'll celebrate with them. My parents are going to be in town tomorrow as well, so it's going to be special to do it and celebrate with them.
Can you walk us through that assist? I know it wasn't maybe the most glamorous play of your career, but what did you see on
I got the puck low in the corner. Killer made a good play, and I took a peek over my shoulder. I saw Colsey coming down the backside, and for a second, I was just going to throw it back post, but then didn't want to get yelled at in the in the meeting for turning the puck over, so I thought I'd make the safe play behind the net, and obviously he made a great play out to Paulie in front. And I'm just glad it was one of those assists where, like, you know for sure. Sometimes it's like, did it hit a guy's stick? You know, was someone offside? Like, there's so many different things that go through your head, especially when everyone's piling onto the ice. The last thing you want is an offside challenge. But I had the puck coming in the zone, so I was pretty sure that, we were all right. And like I said, to see the bench clear out in the middle of an NHL game is pretty surreal.
Nick Paul dug the puck out for you. I'm sure you have it. Where's
I got it right here, actually. Yeah, there it is. I'm going to be holding on to this tonight. It's, you know, it's going to go with some of the other special moments that I've had in my career where I've kept, you know, a few things, whether it's pucks or sticks or jerseys. I have a little collection, so Carter will not be playing mini sticks with this puck anytime soon.
Yeah.
Let's see it.
Yeah, let's see it.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
My name's Steve
Coates.
Oh my God, I was told to look for you.
What's that?
I was told to look for you.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
I didn't. Next time I'll see you, I'll come down early. Just yeah. Right there in the press room. I thought.
Oh, my
your God. Uncle Fred said, well, she worked.